Следующая часть нашего урока посвящена продолжению предисловия.
The next part of our lesson is devoted to the introduction to the science of Kabbalah.
Сейчас должны пройти.
We have to cover the material devoted to Katznut and Gedlut of the world of Nikudim and start discussing Shvira and the world of Atzilut. The same scheme that we can't get away from Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Rosh the Sag, the Pertsufim of the world of Adam Kadmon, Galgalta, Ab, and Sag. Sag performs the hate contact with the light, and the Ta'amim are 3 by 2. When they are pushed away, they become 2 by 2, and that's Bina, and they can descend below Tabor down to Siyum. And here we have 10 Sfirot Chochma, Keter Chochma Bina, and the rest, and here it is filled with the light of Chasadim, and in return it receives the Rishimo 4 by 3, which is bigger than the screen can deal with, the screen of Nekudot Desag. Therefore, there is a desire for the 4 by 3, then Malchut immediately rises up to the middle of Tiferet, which is called Bina de Gufa. Keter Chochma Bina is called Galgalta. Chesed and Gvura are called Einaim, the eyes. Together they are called Galgalta Einaim, the skull and the eyes. And Ozen Chotem Peh below, or Achap, the receiving desires are now under the restriction, and this is the second restriction, Tzimtzum Beh. And everything happens below Tabur during failing of Nekudot Desag, and then everything ascends to Peh Desag. The same process took place in Galgalta. Sag is Bina. It merged with Malchut, because it is Bina's mission to take care of Malchut. Always thinking about correcting Malchut. And here from Pedesag, there are the following Rashimot. The first one is 2 by 1. Here it was 3-2, the next one is 2 by 1. Plus the information deriving from the second restriction, and Rishimo received from Sof Galgalta a 4x3. These are two Rishimot which ascended from Tedeson. Let's draw them in a different manner. Rishimo 2x1 plus the information about the second restriction, and the Rishimo 4x3. First, there is a state called Katnut, only for the vessels of bestowal, and below this line there is Bina, Zerampin, and Malchut, and the new Partsuf consists of Keter, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon. The next stage the screen descends to the level of P, and there is a Zivug Darkara on all 10 Sferot. The light resulting from the Zivug enters Keter, and Abba of Abba Ve'ima are in the state of Gadlut. This letter I drew is Vav, the Hebrew letter Vav. It resembles the letter G in Russian. The letter Vav means the body of Pertsuf. Chesed Gvura Tiferet Netzach Hod. There are six letters: Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, and Vav, and their numerological meanings are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So because there are six Sfirot in the Guf of Pertsuf, so these six Sfirot are expressed by the letter Vav. So when the light comes to a Pertsuf, it is expressed by Vav in with a dot above it. A dot is a light, and Vav is a Kli or Pertsuf. When the light enters the Pertsuf and is inside it is expressed as Vav with a dot inside it, and when the light comes in and then out, then it is expressed by Vav and the dot under it, below it. When the light is above
точка находится сверху. Такое состояние.
The dot is above.
Называется холам.
Vav. This state is called холам.
Надо запомнить, никуда не денешься, это терминология.
We have to remember these terms. There's no getting away from that. Холам.
Это очень употребительный в каббалистической литературе термин.
It's a very useful, very frequently used term in Kabbalah.
Потому что это обозначение я и относительно меня, где находится свет. Для того, чтобы сказать, свет
it speaks about my position and the position of the light in regards to me. There was a state of Gadlut and I have to start receiving the light. So all this situation is described as in one word, Cholam. So when the light is inside,
Pertsuf.
This state is called Hirik.
Hirik.
And the light which went through Pertsuf and now is below it. Sorry. The second. The second state is actually called Shuruk. There's nobody to correct me here. Just got confused. Excuse me. And the third state is called Hirik. So we have here three states of the light in regards to the vessel, to the Pertsuv. Cholam, Shuruk, and Hirik. That's what we have to remember. Why Vav designates the Pertsuv? Because the Pertsuv, while taking no account of Rosh, of the head, consists of six Sfirot. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Netzachot, and Yisod. Six Sfirot are designated by the letter Vav. The numerological meaning of which is six. It is the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Now, what is going on here? The light comes down to the Pertsuf, and it consists of Ketan. Abba Vima is Chokhmah and Bina, and Zon consists of Zerampin and Malchut. The light enters Keter and Chokhmah, and they are filled with the light, of Chokhmah. There are 10 Sfirot here. Sorry. And below is Bina, Zerampin, and Malchut, or Zon, that refuse to receive the light. Bina refuses to receive the light because its nature is to refuse the light of Chokhmah. It can only receive it if there is a demand from below. But below, nobody wants it so far. But as soon as the light of Chokhmah enters the Pertsuf of Nikudim, then immediately, as a result of it entering the Pertsuf, here in the Galgalta, the Sfirot, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, start demanding the light. They are, as in the world of Nicodem, they acted upon and influenced the lower part of the Pertsuf. Here they are connected to the next Pertsuf, and they demand the light from the Zon. Zon in turn lifts into Malchut, and Malchut, so to speak, is elevated to the level of Chokhmah. So there are four stages. Ima addresses Abba. Bina turns to Chokhmah in order to receive the light, and naturally receives it. The next state is when Keter, Chokhmah, and Bina, Zerampin and Malchut, what happens to them? Chokhmah and Bina are in a situation when they're face to face in order to communicate and transfer the light from Chokhmah to Bina. In which state were they here? The first state was called Katnut, the small state, and the next one is called Gadlut, the big state.
The Min
Gadlut, the Min Aleph, the big state of the first kind. Gadlut number one. When all Sfirot of the world of Nikudim, such state of Abba Ve'ima, were called Ахор Ба'Ахор, backside to backside. Bina didn't want to receive and Chokhmah didn't want to give, so they were back to back. Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, and Zon. Turned their backs on each other. That was in the state of Katnut. In the next state of Gadlut, number one, or Cholam, then Keter and Chokhmah starts to be filled with light. Then Chokhmah turned its face towards Bina, but Bina was reluctant, refusing to receive. This is called Panim Be'achor, face to back. The face of Chokhmah is ready to give, is willing to transfer the light, but Bina, below Chokhmah, is refusing to receive the light. Any kli has a face side and a back side. That's how they're called. So we have these two states. Ach be'ach, or Ахор be'Ахор, back to back, and Panim be'Ахор, face to back. The first state is called Katnut, and the second one, Cholam. Gadlut number one. Let's draw the rest of the vessels here. Keter is turned face down, and Keter face up in the state of Katnut. And what's going on further? At the next stage, the excitement transferred from Ni de Galgalta, Zon starts asking for Bina, Bina turns to Chochma, and Chochma transfers the light to Bina. This third state is called Shuruk. Vav, the letter Vav with a dot inside it. That is the light inside the Pertsuf. Keter, Chochmah, Binah, and Zon. There is light of Chochmah and Keter in Chochmah. Then Chochmah turns its face to Binah. Binah receives the light and transfers it down to Zon, while Zon turns its face toward Binah. And the light is transferred from up down, and this state is called Shuruk. And the next state, which comes, is when the Zon of the world of Nikudim Keter, Chochma, Bina, and Zon are filled with the light of Chochma completely, and then they transfer this light to Ahab, the Zon below Parsa, the lower part. And here the vessels break. It's called Shvira, the breaking of vessels. The descent of light below Parsa to Ahab is called Chirik. It's when the light goes through Pertsuf and finds itself below it. The first state was Katnut, then Cholam, then the state called Shuruk, and the state of Chirik when the light is received below Parsa. Let's proceed. And here what happened is the breaking of the vessels. We can call it Gadlut number 2 and Gadlut 3, breaking of the vessels. As a result of this process, as a result of breaking of the vessels, we have Keter, Chochma, and Bina, and starting from Zon, everything is broken. The entire body is broken. Shavur, broken. It is broken. What happened here? What got broken? The desire created by the Creator consists of 10 Sefirot. Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. All these desires, are independent. In the world of infinity, each one of them acted independently. Upon the restriction in the world of infinity and the decision to work for the sake of the Creator, they got united and work as in the Zivug Daka, the hit contact. It's one contact with the intention for the sake of the Creator. Each one trying to bestow as much as it can. So one general desire consists, is subdivided into private desires. So 10 by 10, all in all, we have 100 sefirot, and they are working in one of the same mode with the intention for the Creator's sake. Each 10 of them, so there's some certain amount of desires. As long as they're combined by one screen, they're considered as one body, working directed at one goal in order to do what should be done. In such case, all this combination is considered as one body. What is meant by one body? Above all these desires, there is a head, Rosh, and this part is called Guf. This head, consisting of, say, Keter, Chochma, and Binat, calculates how much it can receive, how much light it should refuse, and as a result, it receives the light inside Guf. If there is no Masach, no screen, then all these desires are broken and separated, and there is no glue which held them together, one common intention. This is the meaning of the breaking of the vessels. Not the desires themselves are broken, but the common goal, the common intention between them, this glue which is holding them together, is broken. This is how we can return into a state of resemblance of one, a united kli, one vessel. There is a term called uncalled for hatred. If we create this state of gravity between us, we are, so to speak, make an effort to what we studied in the study of the Ten Sferot, you have to aspire for it, long for it, work hard, and then you'll find the entrance into the spiritual world. This is the main sort of the group work. So when this screen is broken, what happens as a result? All our desires here become totally separated. How many are there? All in all, there are 8 desires multiplied by 4 stages and by 10 sferot. All in all, it amounts to 320. It's a very simplified way of expressing it. It's not 320 desires, it's 320 properties which become separated as a result of the breaking of vessels. They were united in all the previous Parsufim, but they were broken, and there was no cooperation between them. So we have 320 parts. Let's do it differently. 320 subdivided by 10 is 32. In Malchut there are 32 parts, and all other spherot consists of also 32. 320 minus 32 amounts to 288. So there are 288 broken properties out of 320, and 32 numerologically in Hebrew alphabet is designated a Lamed and Bet, two letters of the Hebrew alphabet. It creates the word Lev, Lamed Bet, Lev, which is a heart. Malchut, 32, which consists of 30 plus 2. 30 is Lamed. And is defined as Lev Ha'Even, the heart of stone. The heart of stone. Lev is a heart, and the stone is Even. A stone means that it's domem, a still part of the creation, which are not to be changed until the very ultimate correction, Gvar Tikkun. And 288 plus 9 are corrected throughout 6,000 years, 6,000 spiritual levels.
Что значит исправляются и что значит не исправляются?
what is meant by correction.
Исправляются, это означает, находится экран, который склеивает их между собой.
To be corrected means to equip with a screen.
Но недостаточно, должна быть малхут. Вот малхут, который к ним добавляет,
which allows them to become corrected. But for the complete correction, we need malchut. And this is supplied by Bina. And Leva Even remains uncorrected until the very ultimate correction. So our task, our mission is to take 288 parts that are present in each and every one of us, add the properties of Bina, and create a complete, corrected Partsuf. When each of us fulfills this condition, then the Lev Ha'Aven, the heart of stone, is corrected. And having been corrected, it substitutes for the parts, 32 parts of Bina, and we enter the seventh millennium, so-called. This is about all I wanted to speak to you about today. I am expecting your answers. You probably know that I started answering your questions, so please send them to me and I'll catch up with them, and will do my best to answer them the same day. So let's review what we have covered here. We spoke about the combination of Bina and Malchut with a restricted Bina. And then by adding the Rishimo of 4x3, gradually the Gadlut number 1 is created, then Gadlut number 2 and Gadlut number 3, and the light enters the area below Parsa, and the vessels get broken. As a result of this breaking, all our vessels, receiving vessels, are broken, and there are only Keter, Chokhmah, and Bina left, and the Guf is divided into 320 parts, where 32 parts of Malchut obviously fall down and create a part called Lev Ha'Aven. We cannot deal with it until the ultimate correction. 9 Sfirot, or 288 parts, can be glued, so to speak, together if Malchut adds to it 32 properties of Bina. What are the properties of Bina? To receive for the sake of giving. This is the principle of the work of the world of Atzilut. Then the Partsuf consisting of 288 parts is created, plus 32 parts of Bina, all in all 320 parts, until the very Gmar Tikkun, when all of them are corrected, and when Leva Even, Malchut itself, remains uncorrected. At that very moment, Lev Aven is corrected and takes the place of 32 parts of Bina. A few more words that you should know. 320 parts are called Shach. Numerological meaning of it is Shach. Two Hebrew letters, Shin and Chet. 288 parts are called Rapach. Resh, Pei, Chet.
Rapach.
We have 288, or Rapach, plus 32, which is Lev Aven, equals 320, which is Shach.
Очень часто употребляется вместо 320, 32, 288, употребляются эти слова.
Instead of using the numbers, we use the Hebrew denominations, Shach, Rapach, Lev Aven. There is a table in the Book of Zohar of numerological meanings of the Hebrew letters. And there it is explained how we can formulate it, but there's nothing to be done with it, but we need it as a language. While reading any Kabbalistic book, we would understand what all these vague terms mean. Suddenly you may come across a term which is not understood by you, then we see the numerological meaning of it and see why it is called that way. Vladimir is asking, what is Abba Ve'ima by way of Yesod de Galyalta? I'll explain it to you. Why Yesod de Galyalta? The receiving in Galyalta is in three lines. Netzach is the right line, Od is the left line, and Yesod is the middle line. Netzach is like Zerampin, and Hod is like Malchut, so their fusion, the consequence of their fusion is Sferat Yesod. Therefore, from Yesod to Zon Dinikudim, there is so-called Man, the demand, desire for Gedlut. Why eight Malachim are multiplied by four and not by five? Avaya consists of four letters, the tetragrammaton, the Creator's name. We do not speak about the zero phase. It emanates light, so we do not take account of it. So all in all, there are four phases we can speak about. Why eight? Because zivuk, which takes place here on the aviyut of 4x3, we know about the following zivugim. Rosh and Guf, on Or Chochmah, there is Rishimo 3 by 2. On the Chasadim, Tamim and Nekudot are 4 here and here. One part is left and 3 are exit the Partsuf, the Toch of Partsuf. Melech. Melech is a king. So it gives birth to 3 to 4 kings. So 8 by 4 and by 10 is 320. If we can glue these 320 parts, we'll create a vessel which is absolutely equal to the Creator. So the next part will be devoted to the world of Atzilut, the world of correction. So this is not our goal to discuss all this material. Our primary aim is the world of Atzilut. There is a method of our correction. How is the breaking of the vessels exercised? It's not of our primary interest. It happened before we were created. Most importantly, we need to know how to correct ourselves, and that is described in the world of Atzilut. I am saying goodbye to you till the day after tomorrow. Wish all the best. Write to me. I hope everything will be well, and we are waiting for you to come and visit us here on the Pesach holidays. Everybody is invited. We are waiting for you. Goodbye. See you the day after tomorrow.